What is wonderful about our life, about our practice, is that this is being just this. And we get to notice, if we're willing to, the way we attach to so-called external and so-called internal conditions, events, circumstances. And of course, that clinging to these results in no peace. Clinging to these is what creates turmoil. In part, very simply, as you've heard many times, the nature of the three characteristics is that things are always changing, or ongoing changing, or impermanence, however you say it. Which means that what you're clinging to is guaranteed not to satisfy, guaranteed to disappoint, if you have an appointment of it staying the way it is. And this includes all the so-called internal states, conditions, that we call self. We call myself and not myself, because the nature of our life is that there's no fixed permanent self, despite all the things we believe and say that there is. But we don't have to believe these things. We see and sense it in our life, in our practice. The very nature of sitting, of practice, enables us, forces us, gives us the opportunity to notice, to be this peace, or notice how we're not willing to be that because of what we want to hold on to, and notice the inherent unsatisfactoriness of trying to hold on to what's always changing, what's not self. The lack of peace when we are a prisoner of self, prisoner of, I'll say it, our self, which is of course another conceit and story. And over and over we're given this opportunity in our life, and certainly in our formal sitting. Once we enter practice, we begin to have an inkling, and even more see clearly, that practice is, so to speak, returning as this moment, or returning to this moment as is, seemingly again and again and again, but only seemingly again because we wander off and grab on to all sorts of stories, self-stories, other stories. Other stories are, of course, only self-stories, because if we have stories about others, the whole other is a self dream. the fixedness of the other. We're not in control of what arises inside, outside. The tendencies, habits, beliefs, fears, reactions. We're not in control of, just as we know very clearly, or some of the time know very clearly, that we're not in control of what arises with others, what others say, what they do, how they appear, how they don't appear, whether the others are people or are the weather, whether others are events in the universe, or whether it's the ground right in front of us in our garden and what's popping up or not popping up. We know for ourselves, tasting it with our mouth and with our body and with our experiencing, what happens when we do hold on to it. We do wander off into our reactions, our expectations. So again and again, if I say it in such a way, it's very simple. It's being this, being this, which is always available to us. It's nothing extra. In fact, it's releasing all the weights and burdens that we carry. We can't push them away, but if we keep releasing, at some point they float off of themselves, and we get to be this vast sky that is our life, despite the clouds that appear and disappear, despite the seeming weight that arises, burdens us, and yet we can be weightless. We can be the whole sky. Then all sorts of circumstances and conditions can arise and pass, and we're at peace with that. We take care and respond. And yet, we're able to be this. Being this, we can compassionately respond, because our clinging, our covering our eyes, our holding to, isn't in the way of responding to the circumstances of this moment. And you have it as you're sitting in formal practice. You have it in the whole day and whole life of practice. Or you get to notice how you cover your eyes and don't have it, and then how you bump into all sorts of things, so-called internal, so-called external, that don't feel peaceful, don't seem joyous. So, please, release yourself from prison when it seems like you've imprisoned self and self. Just be this moment, if you want to say. Return as this moment, no matter what habit, entanglement, reaction arises. That's your opportunity to release the prisoner of self and be the peace that is who you are. Thank you.